Dallas Cowboys quarterback Dak Prescott coming on after the 19-9 loss at Kansas City on Sunday. Dallas Cowboys play against the Raiders on Thanksgiving coming up, and that's going to be a good game. But this one puts the Dallas Cowboys at 7-3. The Chiefs improved to 7-4 after the 19-9 victory over the Dallas Cowboys in Kansas City. And this is going to be Dak Prescott coming up here any second.
I'm sure the other guy on the other side thinks the same. So I don't think either team worried about the win. It's just kind of the way the game unfolded.
Let me see if I can get closer.
Yeah, I mean, I'll have to look at it. At the end of the day, I want to give my guy a chance. I'm not going to regret making that decision. As you said, I mean, maybe I got to look at it and say, get more air under the ball. Maybe put it in the back corner in the end zone. I think the defender did a good job shielding our guy off. And I'm sure CD wants that back as much as I do. So. Yeah, I mean, I talked to him. He said he was fine. Said he will be okay. So I didn't necessarily know what was going on. But that's kind of the nature of this. You got to continue to move on, trust the guys that we got out there, and that's what I did. And he'll be fine. So we'll be okay.
How much does it hurt not having Amari for two games? It's hard because of the decision he made.
I mean, yeah, it's unfortunate not having him, but to say the decision he made, I mean, me vaccinated, I can get it and be out two games. So let's not try to knock the guy or put the guy down for a personal decision. I pretty much would. I don't know if there's anybody that comes back that's come back under 10 days, honestly. So you give me that stat and you give me the number of people that have flashback, vaccinated or unvaccinated, faster than that time and tested out. Okay, we'll go from there. But I mean, that's my team. That's my brother. We're going to support him. That's his decision, as I said way back in training camp when you guys asked me this question. So, unfortunately, we're not having him, but I know he'll come back and be beneficial for us in the late part of the season.
What's the challenge when you don't have him? You don't know until
Friday. That is just an opportunity for other guys to step up and make plays. I mean, we've had different guys, including myself, go out week after week, and other guys have had to step in and make those plays. So, I mean, it's challenging when you're missing a guy like Amari, who's such a playmaker and dynamic, but we've got to be able to go out there and win without him.
Yeah, Aaron Rodgers was in a similar situation. The pundits like Terry Bradshaw call him selfish. Why is Amari Cooper in this situation not being selfish?
I mean, I never said Aaron was selfish, so I don't get where you're coming at with me asking me that question, but that's my teammate, that's my brother. As I said, I'll continue to back him and support him. This is everybody's personal decision, so I'm leaving it there.
Denver, Vic Fangio says he had the blueprint. Did Kansas City follow a blueprint at all, similar to Denver's, in your opinion?
No, we just didn't execute. I mean, Fangio went man, and I mean, obviously we beat that last week, and this team did as well. They're physical on the outside. They did a good job of that. But we've got to fight through that. We've got to make throws, make catches. And if we do that tonight, it's a whole different game.
We talked about this throw earlier to
Yeah, no, for sure. I mean, once again, that was the first play of the game. A lot of time has passed. I've got to go look at it. Maybe just didn't put enough air under that one, or maybe too much. Not really sure. I thought it came out of my hand smooth and just got away from it. So, yeah, missed opportunity.
Yeah, sat there, was still kind of late. Zach didn't hear you, or crowd noise, what happened on that sat there, was still kind of late.
I mean, I haven't had a chance to watch the film and digest and ask everybody their thoughts and what went wrong on certain plays. So, just unfortunate, obviously. Yeah, for sure. Definitely. I mean, we've got to turn the page, and we would have done this win or loss. Got to turn it quick. We got a good team coming in Thursday, so we've got to make sure we're getting our body and our minds rested and in the right.
Today's podcast sponsored by Albernaz Steakhouse, one of the great steakhouses in Dallas, and two locations. Check out Albernaz next time you're in Dallas. You won't regret it. Albernaz, great customer service. Also, this show is being sponsored today up in McKinney by the Grand Hotel and also Rick's Chop House in McKinney, right on the square, the historic downtown McKinney Square, right off 75, only about 30 minutes from downtown Dallas. If you haven't been to McKinney and Frisco, next time you're in Dallas, try McKinney and Frisco. And remember, when you're in Dallas, Albernaz is the steakhouse to go to. Thanks for sharing our podcast today. This is today again was the Dallas Cowboys losing 19-9. Cowboys fall to 7-3 after the loss to the Chiefs in Kansas City. Be sure to share and follow us on Facebook, also on TikTok at Sports Fan Nation. And you can always share this with your friends. Let's if you have anything you want to say about today's game, just go ahead and add a comment, by the way. Add a comment. We'll listen to it and see if we want to add it to the podcast. Tell us how you think the Cowboys will finish up this year and what you think the Cowboys should be doing better. Thank you.